Listening 12. Listen to Richard talking about his adventure on a train during a heavy storm. It was on February the 13th, and it was a Friday. I know I shouldn't be superstitious, but sometimes there are events that you can't explain. I had to go to Glasgow for a work meeting, and I decided to take a train because the weather was not so good. And I hate travelling by plane in bad weather. The train left at 10:15 and was full of passengers. I was sitting near a young woman who was visiting her husband, an army captain transferred 2 months earlier. In front of her was sitting her 15-year-old daughter, and in front of me, her 13-year-old son. An hour had passed when rain started to fall. At first, it wasn't heavy, but after some minutes it got worse, and lightning and thunder began to be more and more frequent. The girl, whose name was Susan, was playing on her mobile when she started at a particularly noisy thunderclap, which sounded like a gunshot. Charlie, the boy, looked at his mother, quite upset, but she smiled to calm them down. While they were looking at one another, an announcement was heard on the train.
"We inform our passengers that due to the very bad weather, we're stopping here until it gets better. Further information will follow."
Damn, I thought. I'd avoided the flight, and now I was trapped in a metal box. Rain got heavier, and lightning struck the electric line, leaving the train in the dark. I heard many passengers scream. Someone started to cry, some others to pray. The two children near me were really frightened, and their fear increased when we spotted some water coming into the carriage from the steps. I stood up and tried to peep out of the train window. Water was at least 4 feet high, and I thought the train would soon become unstable, but I said nothing. The sky was black and full of clouds. Another announcement came.
"We inform all passengers that we're going to leave in a few minutes."
Unfortunately, they left the microphone on, so we heard the real reason to leave.
"Come on, let's get away from here as soon as possible. The wave could throw us over, and the train itself."
Panic everywhere. Everyone was screaming. Susan and Charlie were crying and hugging, when the chief conductor, realizing what had happened, spoke again.
"Don't worry, we're going to keep you all safe."
We arrived at Glasgow about 7:20 p.m., but we were safe.